You know, we English are so dreadfully ignorant. You must forgive me if it's necessary to explain. Then she turned to me. Mr. Van Busch Taylor is the distinguished American critic. If you haven't read his book, your education has been shamefully neglected, and you must repair the omission at once. He's writing something about Dear Charlie, and he's come to ask me if I can help him. Mr. Van Busch Taylor was a very thin man with a large, bald head, bony and shining, and under the great dome of his skull, his face, yellow with deep lines in it, looked very small. He was quiet and exceedingly polite. He spoke with the accent of New England, and there was about his demeanour a bloodless frigidity which made me ask myself why on earth he was busying himself with Charles Strickland. I had been slightly tickled at the gentleness which Mrs. Strickland put into her mention of her husband's name, and while the pair conversed, I took stock of the room in which we sat. Mrs. Strickland had moved with the times. Gone were the Morris papers, and gone the severe cretons. Gone were the Arundel prints that had adorned the walls of her drawing-room in Ashley Gardens. The room blazed with fantastic colour, and I wondered if she knew that those varied hues which fashion had imposed upon her were due to the dreams of a poor painter in a South Sea island. She gave me the answer herself.